Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building something very specific. An immense science-style ride groove in Ableton Live 12. Not just any ride, but that rough, old-school distorted top layer that pushes a jungle break forward and gives the whole groove that wired, slightly feral momentum. The idea here is simple. We want a ride that feels like it belongs inside the break, not floating on top of it. It should add pressure, movement, and attitude without turning the top end into a haze of noise. If you get this right, the ride becomes a second timekeeper. It helps the drums feel faster, dirtier, and more alive. This works especially well in jungle, amen-driven D&B, dark rollers, breakbeat intros, second drop switch-ups, and anywhere you want a little extra 90s rave pressure without losing modern clarity. Why this works in D&B is because the ride can glue the break together and add forward motion without needing more kick or snare hits. That's a big deal when your drum pattern is already busy. Let's start with a source sample. Open the Ableton browser and choose a ride that has a clear stick attack, a decent metal tone, and a tail that isn't already too washy. You want something dry enough to shape, but not so dull that it falls apart when you process it. Drag it into an audio track and loop a short region. Usually half a bar or one bar is enough to begin with. Trim the clip so the transient starts cleanly. Don't worry if the tail is long at this point. We can control that later. The key is to avoid starting with a ride that already sounds like white noise. That kind of sample won't give you much to work with once you distort it. What to listen for here is simple. Can you still hear the stick attack when the sample repeats? And does the tail have a controllable metallic shimmer instead of random hiss? If the answer is no, swap the sample before you go any further. Now program the groove. Don't think of this as placing a cymbal on top of a beat. Think of it as a drummer adding motion around the break. A good starting point is a straight offbeat feel, maybe eighth notes or a slightly syncopated 16th pattern, with a few gaps. In old-school D&B, that space matters. The ride should leave room for the kick and snare conversation. Keep the timing human, nudge a few notes slightly late or early, or use the groove pool if you want a subtle swing reference. Don't overdo it. A tiny bit of looseness makes the pattern feel played, not programmed. You want it to lean into the pocket, especially around the snare, not sit like a metronome on top of the break. Here's another useful listening check. Does the ride thrum in the gaps between the kick and snare, or does it start sounding like trance hats? If it feels too even and polite, it's probably too rigid. Now shape the sample so it behaves like a playable drum layer. Drop it into simpler or sampler if you prefer, and keep it in a straightforward one-shot style. This is not the place for complicated synthesis tricks. We want the sample to act like a controlled percussion voice. A good starting point is a very fast attack, then shorten the decay or release until the tail stops stepping on the snare. Depending on the sample, that might be somewhere between 150 milliseconds and 600 milliseconds. If the sample clicks, soften the start very slightly. If the groove feels blurred, shorten the tail more. This is important in D&B because fast drum music needs fast readability. If the ride rings too long, it can make the whole groove feel slower than it really is. Before any distortion, clean the sound. Put EQ 8 after the sample and high pass it somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. That gets rid of low junk you do not need. If the stick attack feels sharp in an ugly way, try a small dip around 2.5 to 5 kHz. If the top is already hissy, a gentle cutter shelf above 8 to 12 kHz can help. The goal is not to sterilize the ride. The goal is to stop the distortion from amplifying mud and brittle fizz. Clean first, then dirty. What to listen for now is whether the ride still has body after the cleanup, and whether the snare still owns the upper mid space when the full loop is playing. If the ride is already masking the snare crack, fix that before you add any saturation. Now comes the fun part, the distortion. There are two main directions you can go. If you want a cleaner old-school drive, use saturator with a softer clip or a mild drive setting, somewhere around 2 to 6 dB of drive. Match the output so the processed sound isn't just louder, it's more textured. This gives you that warm, record-like roughness. Great for jungle, great for glue. If you want a dirtier Amen Science attitude, push saturator harder, maybe 6 to 12 dB of drive, then tame the output carefully. That gives you more bite, more harmonic grit, and a more urgent metallic edge. The trade-off is straightforward. The cleaner version keeps more transient control and sits easier in a dense mix. The dirtier version has more character, but it can go spitty or flatten the attack if you push it too far. So don't chase loudness, chase texture. If the processed ride starts feeling smaller instead of bigger, that means the distortion is eating the attack or turning the top end into hash. Back off a little. Trust your ears here. If the ride still needs more punch, add drum bus after saturator, but keep it subtle. A little drive can help. A small transient boost can bring the attack back. Usually boom stays off on a ride layer, because we do not want low-end weight on a cymbal, and if the top gets fizzy, damp can help, but use it sparingly. This is one of those places where restraint wins. Too much drum bus can flatten the transient and make the ride feel noisy instead of punchy. You want it to energize the groove, not smear across it. Now bring in the full drum loop and bassline. This is the real test. Solo can help you catch ugly resonance, but the final decision has to happen in context. In DNB, a ride that sounds amazing alone is often too bright, too wide, or too long once the snare and brake are back in the mix. If your brake is busy and your bassline is already syncopated, keep the ride simpler. If the brake is sparse or the bass is sustained, you can make the ride a little more animated with a few extra 16th pushes or a missing hit that creates tension. A great arrangement move is to think in 2-bar and 4-bar phrases. Let the ride loop cleanly, then make one small change at the end of bar 4. Maybe mute the last hit, maybe shorten the decay, maybe add one extra accent. That tiny variation can make the loop feel like it's breathing. What to listen for here is whether the ride makes the brake feel faster and more urgent, or whether it's just making everything brighter. If it's only adding brightness, reduce the density or the level. If it's adding propulsion, you're on the right path. Also check the relationship with the bass. If the bass has a lot of upper harmonics, you may need to carve a little more around 3 to 6 kHz seat on the ride so the bass keeps its edge. In DNB, clarity often comes down to deciding who owns the aggression band. Once the groove feels right, consider printing it to audio. That's a smart move if the distortion has become part of the identity. Commit it, resample it, and move forward. This keeps you out of endless tweaking mode and lets you start thinking like an arranger instead of a sound designer. You can then slice tiny fragments, reverse bits, or automate volume without worrying that the source sound will change under you. A clean naming habit helps too. Save versions clearly, like Ride Amen Dirty Print or Ride 8-Bar Dist 01. Little workflow details like that save a lot of time later. Now let's make it feel human across the arrangement. Do not use the exact same ride pattern for every section. Let it evolve. Maybe the intro uses a restrained version. The first drop keeps it controlled. The second drop gets dirtier or slightly busier. You can even remove the ride for the last half bar before a phrase change, then bring it back with a snappier transient. That small gap can make the re-entry feel much bigger. If you want a more animated feel without adding clutter, use tiny filter automation over 4 or 8 bars. A very subtle opening or closing on the top end can make the ride feel alive without changing the pattern itself. That works really well in transitions. And one more important point, keep the ride centered, or at least very narrow. Wide high-frequency cymbals can sound impressive in headphones, but they can turn facey or brittle in a club. Mono compatibility matters. If the ride collapses badly in mono, it's probably too dependent on stereo width and needs to be simplified. At this point, keep asking yourself 3 questions. Can I still hear the snare crack immediately? Does the ride add propulsion, or is it just adding brightness? And does the loop feel more urgent at bar 4 than bar 1, or has it already maxed out? That last one is huge. If the answer is already maxed out, stop processing and reduce density before you reach for more EQ or more drive. A quick reminder here, you do not need a perfect sound design trick. You need a ride that solves a musical problem. Usually that problem is either a static break, a polite top end, or a drop that needs more forward pressure without adding more kick and snare clutter. If the ride does not clearly fix one of those, it is probably decoration. Here are a few practical variations you can try once the core groove is working. You can make a ghosted ride pattern, where the main pulse stays steady and a few very low velocity notes fill the gaps. Keep those ghost notes subtle. They should be felt more than heard. You can build a half bar lift, where the second half of the loop gets a little more active than the first. That creates a natural sense of motion, without needing a fill. You can make a dirty first hit and cleaner repeats, so the loop announces itself on the bar line and then settles into a tighter texture. Or you can go for a broken metal feel, where you chop the ride into short fragments and reorder a few hits, so it feels a bit unstable, but still danceable. That works especially well in harsher jungle and early tech-step-inspired movement. For a deeper sound design twist, think about splitting the job into attack and tail. The attack carries the groove. The tail carries the grime. You can do that by duplicating the ride and treating the copies differently. Keep one version tighter and brighter, and make the other more saturated and filtered underneath. That gives you more control than forcing one chain to do everything. Now for the homework challenge. Build one 8-bar ride groove that can survive a full jungle or old-school D&B arrangement. Use one ride sample, only stock Ableton devices, and create exactly two versions, a cleaner vintage dry version and a dirtier aggressive version. Keep it centered and mono safe, and make one change between bars 1 to 4 and bars 5 to 8. The goal is to hear a real change in energy without changing the entire drum pattern. And remember, the darker version still has to let the snare speak clearly. If it doesn't, it's too much.